From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, coast-to-coast parties to cheer for the president. But our lead today looks again at Iraq, where Iraqi security forces took over positions from withdrawing Marines in Fallujah today. The commander of U.S. military operations in the Middle East, General John Abizaid, cautioned against expecting quick results from the new deal in Fallujah.
What we have there is an opportunity and not necessarily an agreement. The details of how we will build an Iraqi security capacity there will take some time. We need to have some patience. I think it's a possible breakthrough, but certainly the conditions that must be met are foremost in our minds, and that has to do with the restoring of law and order into Fallujah.
U.S. General John Abizaid. This is the last day of April, and many Americans would say good riddance to it. More combat deaths in Iraq in this month than any since the war began. The question is, could next month be worse? Earlier, I spoke with Charles Heyman. He's a senior defense analyst for Jane's Consultancy. That's the British group that offers military and security analysis all over the world.
There have been two major events during the month, of course. I mean, we've had the murder of the U.S. contractors in Fallujah, and we've also had al-Sadr moving into Najaf and challenging the coalition.
This is this radical cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr.
Absolutely. And of course, what we now have on our hands is not only a Sunni insurgency, but a threatened Shia insurgency as well. And of course, if you analyse the casualty figures, Fallujah itself and the siege of Fallujah and the US Marines fighting four areas of Fallujah, that really has bumped the casualty figures up incredibly.
Well, let me ask you about that. The latest development there is that local Marine commanders in Fallujah have worked out arrangement with senior Iraqi officers who served under Saddam Hussein. These were people who had been barred from any positions of power and authority until last week by the coalition authority. These officers now are going to assemble a force of Iraqis, and they are supposed to go into Fallujah and reassert calm and control there. It seems to me an extraordinary thing for local commanders to work out.
Well, it does seem incredible. There's no doubt about that. But it also appears that there's been a serious outbreak of common sense on the ground. And if the commanders, the local Marine commanders, have engineered this solution to the problem, and if it works, then there is going to be a lot of Iraqi civilians alive in a couple of weeks' time. And hopefully, a lot of U.S. Marines' lives are going to be spared as well.
Wouldn't there be some risk, perhaps even some considerable risk, to look back and say, look, these are Iraqi generals, right? They served under Saddam Hussein, who favored the Sunnis. They're going into a town that is a Sunni town controlled by Sunni insurgents. How do we know these guys won't go in there and just kind of say, okay, we're back, we're in charge, don't shoot any Americans for a little while, but everybody keep your guns and stay cool?
Well, that is a possibility. You're quite right. It is a major risk. But at the end of the day, the coalition does hold one trump card, and that's overwhelming military power. And should the situation really deteriorate very, very badly and literally deteriorate into open war once again, then the coalition does hold all the trump cards. But this is a difficult and dangerous situation. And people are making policy now literally on the hoof day by day. We are probably at the end of all this going to see some sort of messy political solution, probably brokered by the UN, not a solution that the US and the UK and the coalition particularly want, and probably not a solution that the Iraqis probably want. A messy political one whereby both sides can claim some sort of success.
Major Charles Heyman, senior defense analyst for Jane's Consultancy. Thank you for joining us again on Day to Day.
My pleasure.